There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yes, this program is done in its original form 52 weeks a year. Doesn't make a difference whether it's a holiday, Christmas this past week, New Year's next week. The conversation world continues, even though, as Michael Harrison will tell you, there may be a lot of quote-unquote B players that are around and on the air trying to keep some kind of live conversation going. But the essence of the stories are still pretty thrilling if murder and mayhem thrills you, because that's seemingly what is going on here. My God, the world is crazy. The people and the stories now, as overviewed by the research at Talkers Magazine by the editor and publisher of Talkers, Michael Harrison, who's had a good week off. You've decided that you're going to be in respite form for the rest of the year. Is that right?
I'm going to try. I mean, you know, it's very hard to, when you're the publisher of two radio trades, you know, news and things follow you.
Yeah.
However, all the trades are closed in terms of they just have skeleton staffs on, so we're not in any kind of, competitive form. And hopefully people will, you know, enjoy themselves. I mean, I do want to salute you for doing live shows throughout the year. You're probably the only one who does it. And as you and I were talking about earlier before we went on the air, when I was a young DJ, I used to just be thrilled to be on the radio on Christmas so I could put together Christmas specials.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also it's important for people, especially in today's day and age when everybody's stressed out, to be able to have, like they have in some countries, the siesta. You know, everybody closes down so you don't feel like you're not keeping up with society, and it gives you a chance to rest.
That was the Christmas that I grew up on. There was nothing open, nothing around. Now there are a little cracks in that. I went to, actually, we were going to the movies on Christmas Day, Meredith and I, and we didn't get to be into the theater where the movie was showing we wanted to see, so we went across the street because illegal seafood around the country, there are illegals in Florida and Washington and around southern New England. Most people like you, I'm sure, know the legal story. But what I did see, and the fellow who was helping us was happy to tell us that the folks in the neighborhood who are Jewish and Chinese seem to like the legal seafood on Christmas Day. So,
well, there's that old joke, and you know it is a joke at this point that what Jewish people do on Christmas is they have Chinese food and then they go to the movies.
Go to the movies,
And the fact of the matter is, it's not just a myth; it's true.
Yeah,
but I've seen Chinese restaurants have signs outside: "Thank you to our Jewish friends for your support on Christmas." I've seen that.
That's pretty funny.
You know, but. Yeah. For the most part, most things are closed. The thing that I found amazing, you know, I get press releases,
mm-hmm.
and because I'm a gatekeeper for a couple of media, and I was amazed how many people were promoting their wares on Christmas, and I find that to be distasteful.
How so? How do you mean? You mean advertisers?
Selling stuff
that
they normally would sell to you during the year.
Yeah, right.
Selling
yeah.
stuff on Christmas.
You know,
now,
and
a case to be made. Why am I checking my my email?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you check your email because you check your email.
Right.
But sending email and checking email are two different things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing to me how some people just don't care.
Well,
I think that Christmas is probably the most important holiday of the year in America, no matter what religion you are.
Yes.
And I'm a believer in celebrating cultures. In other words, I'm not Irish, but I celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
and when I lived in Southern California, I'm not Hispanic. I celebrated Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's good to do those things. So I think that Christmas, because of just the nature of it, I think that there should be respect, and people should go a little easier on their normal commercial interests, unless they're in a kind of a business that, you know, they serve the public with important services, fire departments, police departments, and Chinese restaurants. Other than that,
there you go. Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I note this with some degree of pleasure and understanding what goes on. The stories. I mean, there's the news studios of the major news stations, the all news stations and television stations that are doing news are still firing and working and covering stuff that's going on. But I did find it this year and last year. Maybe I've noticed it more than anything else. Last year when I was in Los Angeles, last 7 or 8 years I've spent Christmas in Los Angeles, and it was hard to get the feel of it because I'm a New Englander used to snow and cold at Christmas, and yeah, it's 70 degrees and very pleasant. But there still was, when you hear the music, there was something that made it all work. And then you drive around on the freeways. When I came back to New England on New Year's Eve, the side roads, you know, all of those street service roads all around Los Angeles were great. I got on the 405 like being at a parking lot. The same thing that you get Monday through Friday, it was just there. And so it sort of, I chuckled to myself as I almost didn't make it to the plane, thinking, you know, how I figure, oh, the side streets are great, surface streets, nobody's on that.
Oh, in Los Angeles, you got to go 2 hours early to get to the LAX, because one guy with a flat tire can
You're
ruin
done.
Your trip.
You're done. All right, so we're going to pause for a moment here with an overview and a pleasant, hopefully, way of us examining what's going on in the world. It is time for peace. It is time for pleasure. But to listen or understand the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine, you'd think we were having a regular week here. Michael will overview the stories, the top 10, and the top 10 people making that list in a matter of moments. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show for the end of the year.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals on first quality flooring for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have 2 credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031.
This week on GEICO Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to GEICO where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with GEICO is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here, a part of Talkers.com, where there's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's all about talk, and you can find out about the other inside stories that he has, the other trade publication that focuses on music radio. Michael is very much a hands-on operator, and he has his fingers on the pulse. So that's why I know that when we go through these lists every week, and we do it 52 weeks a year, that we have something that is representative of what actually is going on in the News Talk Radio circle. So let's, before we run ourselves into a corner here, go through at least the top talk topics of the week from the research at Talkers Magazine, the people that are on the list too, Michael.
Okay, so here we go. This is what people were talking about on news talk stations all across America, just like the one you're listening to now. And at number 10, we have National Football League action as we get toward the last week of the season and going to the playoffs. And possible coaching changes. People are wondering, you know, who's going to stay and who's going to go. At number 9, rock and roll legend Joe Cocker died. A lot of people talked about that on the radio. A lot of people on talk radio are ex-rock DJs. At number 8, positive United States GDP news. At number 7, North Korea's internet fail. That's kind of fascinating. Who did that? At number 6, the Christmas holiday in general, just like we were talking about. At number 5, ISIS violence. At number 4, 2016 presidential prospects. At number 3, the Sony The Interview release and the hack case. And number 2, Missouri cop kills an armed man. And number 1, the police killings protest. And those are your top 10 basic stories of the week on talk radio, the week leading into Christmas and including Christmas. The top people at number 10, Rex Ryan and Jim Harbaugh, two NFL coaches on the hot seat. Number 9, Joe Cocker. Number 8, John Kerry. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Number 6, Jeb Bush. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Kim Jong-un, Seth Rogen, and James Franco. Rudy Giuliani is at 3, and Bill de Blasio, number 2. People don't know who they are, a former mayor and the current mayor of New York, and Barack Obama, the mayor of the United States.
What a great way of putting it. The mayor of America.
The mayor of America.
America's mayor. All right, so in terms of understanding, I find it interesting. I didn't realize that de Blasio grew up in Boston. He's a Boston native, went to New York when he was in college and stayed there. When you look at the world of news talk radio is very political, as we know. And to follow the fortunes, the fame, and the flounderings of some of these people who are politicians, pretty amazing. De Blasio got, 70% of the vote when he ran after Bloomberg got out of office? And yet right now, he'd have a hard time finding 7 friends on the street, I think. It's just really amazing how one incident can turn around the political fate of someone who worked with the old business. Maybe it isn't just politics, Michael.
One incident turned around the whole fate of New York before, and
yeah.
was Bloomberg. Bloomberg would never have been mayor had it not been for 9/11.
No.
And his connection to Giuliani. It was going in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
Do you remember a fellow by the name of Mark Green?
Yes, I know. Isn't he doing a talk thing? Isn't he still involved in talk radio?
He does a talk show. He's an entrepreneur. He's an interesting guy. He was the, I don't know what they call it, the ombudsman, the representative of the people. It's a position in New York.
Yep.
He was going to be the mayor. He was a Democrat. He was a shoo-in.
Mm-hmm.
He was the party guy. And it was the end of Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani wasn't popular anymore.
Right.
And then 9/11 came.
Yep.
And Rudy Giuliani grabbed that. He just absolutely owned it.
Yep.
And Bloomberg was looked at as a rich guy running for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to buy it for himself. And don't you remember no one took him seriously?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Talking about a rich guy, I have a very close friend who worked for him. I remember meeting Michael Bloomberg a couple of instances and realizing what a serious, well-intentioned person he was. And he wanted to, you know, he spent his own money to sort of make it all work. And that's what separated him. All right, we'll pause for a moment. We're talking politics as the year comes to an end. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review for the end. Well, I keep saying the end of the year. Next week, actually, we're going to have our year in review. We'll go over the top 10 items for the year on the program with Michael Harrison. But for now, we're going through the chart for the week of December 22nd to the 26th. We've gone through the list of stories, the people, the essence of, we were talking about Mayor Bloomberg and politics and how with somebody like de Blasio, I've noticed it's interesting because Giuliani is also on the list right at the top of the people in there. And Giuliani still, I think, can he run again? What's the statute of limitation? Because Bloomberg got things changed so there could be a three-term mayor. He made it for three terms. So why couldn't Giuliani run again to be mayor of New York?
Probably could. I hadn't thought about that. And, you know, I'm sure he could, and he could also lose.
Yeah.
you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, he can't run now. I mean, they have a new mayor.
Yeah.
But if he ran against de Blasio, he'd probably win, unless things happen between now and then that make this week's news that he is extremely unpopular in New York seem ancient. Look how fast things change.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, look at the look at Mr. Obama, who's pretty much had negative. He's had negative numbers most of his presidential term, and now that the economic news is good, economic news that he had zero to do with. As a matter of fact, he did all he could to keep the oil industry from growing the way that it has, but because we have more independence than not here in our country, it was almost like overnight. Have you noticed? That was one of the things that I find most fascinating about the last 4 or 5 years. We were talking about how we needed to be energy independent, and all of a sudden, we were. All of a sudden, we're producing more oil than anybody else on the planet, and yet, who remembers it being touted? Look, stand by, we're going to produce... I don't remember hearing any of that from anybody.
Well, I don't think anybody really knows what's going on. I always tell you that. Things change all of a sudden, you know. Don't you remember how the world changed in one day? When Ronald Reagan became president,
And
the next day the hostages were freed and the economy changed. And
right.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Things are not what they seem. That's all I could say. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are, but I know they're not what they seem. What? And every time that there's gloom and doom predicted, something happens unexpected that changes it. And every time they say it's good times, something happens that creates gloom and doom. you just can't believe things are the way they seem. That's all I know. I mean, I know that. I don't know any more details, because if I did, I'd be some kind of guru.
You are a guru. Right.
I'm a guru about less important things.
The old expression, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know.
Well, a lot of us don't know what we don't know.
Yeah. From the perspective of, as long as we're looking at the people list here, Joe Cocker and his passing and what people make of it, there was a, I don't know if you'd consider him to have been a B-plus player. And when you think of the total number of really popular singers, there probably are maybe 100. And so in that group, over the past 30, 40 years, maybe I'm being too conservative, but maybe 150. I don't know how we delineate. But you can find maybe a dozen or so, like Bruce Springsteen, that come to mind as far as male pop singers. And Joe Cocker would be on the B list, but everybody knew when they heard his voice that it was him. That was
one of those. I wouldn't say he was a B list. I'd say he was an A list of the eclectic.
Okay.
He was a superstar in the niche.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas Springsteen is now a big pop star,
right.
Cocker never went on that level. But Cocker was a king within that realm, the realm of progressive rock, album rock, the Woodstock thing, very legendary. Sometimes you could really be an A-plus without necessarily having that much commercial prominence.
Yeah. All right. Michael Harrison is here. We're reviewing what's going on conversationally, not only the items that are on the list, the top stories of the week, but other things that are ancillary to this wonderful world of news talk conversation that we have on the radio. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show.
The talk radio countdown.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen. Every week he is featured with his ideas, the overview of what's going on, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, the research that's done into the top 10 stories of the week. Certainly Christmas this week was important. What went on in business? We don't often focus on the news of business. The business, we have positive GDP news this week. That sort of is a business story. We call it business money stories. But there are stations over the years that have made this their calling card. I'm not sure that there are as many as there used to be. Is that accurate on my part?
I don't think there are as many as there used to be, but I think it's still out there. It never was that many, but it was enough to be on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it continues to be. A lot of the really good business shows are mixed in with news talk stations. There's so much more to news talk radio than just left-right politics, but that's what most people pay attention to.
Well, but more and more that's changing, whether people are noticing the change or not. That is changing, not only what we're talking about, but the platforms that we deliver our news talk conversations on. I noticed in a piece that you authored in Talkers this week, you talk about the digital junkyard, which I think is a great phrase. Everybody talks about digital like it's this nirvana, like this thing in the sky. My God.
Well, the Internet is a cesspool.
It is.
The Internet is.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
And that doesn't mean it's not a wonderful thing. Hey, the ocean is a cesspool.
Yep.
Try swimming in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to going in an ocean liner.
Yep.
The Internet is like the ocean. You don't want to swim in it. You want to have a nice platform with prestige, like a nice boat, to go on the Internet. And basically, if you're just out there on the Internet, you know, you're with a lot of garbage.
You ask whether people notice that some of your favorite websites have become increasingly user unfriendly.
You know how many people I got back to me and said, you know, I didn't want to tell anybody I was feeling that, but you read my mind. I thought it was me.
Yeah,
some of my favorite websites I've noticed, and I've been asking people, are becoming impossible to navigate. It's like the people that program them for users are not working there anymore. It's the techno geeks and the sales freaks. They're all commercialized, and they're full of bells and whistles, and you cannot follow a story to its conclusion without winding up reading a car commercial or a video. If they have a button to an arrow to press to go to the next one, there are three or four arrows, and only one of them goes to the next part of the article. The other three go to commercial things, and there are bells and flashes and things going on, and they don't even work well. They don't load right. Things pop up, they disappear, the pages are unstable.
It's annoying.
I've never seen it so bad.
It's so annoying. It's like, you're right, it's a trash yard, junkyard, whatever. It is very, I thought, you know, you're saying it and I'm thinking of a frustration I had last night where I just couldn't get away from. I went to a website to do some research on a story I wanted to do this morning, and it was on a sort of a B news level site. It wasn't the AP or Reuters or one of the big newspapers or networks, but it was a credible site. I've used it before, and I got onto it, and they're trying to sell me something, and I don't even remember what it was. It was a picture of a man and a woman, and they were holding a baby, and I don't know what, but I hit X. I kept clicking on X. Get out of the way. I want to research this story, and it just kept coming back and back and back and back and back until you just hit, I just X out of everything. And so you wonder, in the world that we live in, a commercial radio world, where we have to play commercials in order for the program to be successful, in order for us to be able to support ourselves, we have to find people that have a message that want to pay to have that message presented to as many ears as possible. So we do it, and there always are people who say, well, you can do it better. And you can. You can always do anything that you're doing. You can always do it better. Better commercials, yeah. You know, maybe not.
Don't be afraid to be authentic. The problem is that they're all corrupt. You get the feeling, you know, if you go to a news site, you shouldn't have a headline that says, guess what happened in Illinois last night?
Yeah, right.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah.
It's like the old TV BS about major crime spree in Smithtown, News at 11.
Yeah.
Or a celebrity found dead in Jonesville.
Mm-hmm.
Who? What? News at 11.
Yeah.
It's disingenuous. You feel that you're being manipulated.
Well, you are.
Well,
you are being manipulated.
It shouldn't be so damn obvious that you're being manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
They should be better at manipulating us.
They're not doing it well.
No.
That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is the greed and the techno, shiny objects for the sake of shiny objects, as opposed to technology for the sake of communication, coupled with greed and deceit. These reign supreme now on all the major websites. You know, once you're there, they don't give a damn about you. They want to use you. They want your eyeballs. They want you to like them. They want you to do this, that. They're all the same. And this is a major cultural crisis. We have to step back and go, wait a second. What role does credibility and service and just authentic attitudes play in our presentation of our media? And that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's all getting so heavily politicized, everything that you do, including advertising. Look at some of the advertising that appears in some of these magazines, newspapers that are either right of center, left of center, and the way that they promote it. They found a demographic, so they're selling to the demographic. I try to read all of them. I look at Mother Jones every month. I look at Reason every month. I look at Newsmax every month. And it's interesting, as much as they present themselves as being different, the ads in all of them are the same. Because they're looking, the people who read these magazines are people, I shouldn't say they're all the same, because there are, you know, there are certainly examples of the ear, the hearing aid thing, for example, or the bath, the new bathtub for people who want to stand up taking a bath, whatever, all of that. And you know what?
I Classic commercials.
Well, but you know what I'm...
We're caught between classless commercials and beer commercials.
No. Right. All right. Speaking of commercials, we'll have a few crass commercials here and then continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the last full week of December 2014. That's hard to say, even. You choke on that. Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals on first quality flooring for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have 2 credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
This week on Geico Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals on first quality flooring for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, back to the final few moments with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits in talk radio as we sort of summarize what's going on here at the end of the year. I'm thinking about one of the big contextual things that we were talking about. We always are going back to the threat, and you hear this used by a lot of people when they want to. I find this to be, and I take umbrage at somebody who's going to take a shot at me. The lazy conversations on the air are always about the gun control issue, the death penalty, abortion, and now the FCC is becoming one of these things. The FCC and more the freedom of speech issue, when the FCC wants to reintroduce the fairness doctrine, that kind of stuff. But there was something this past year that's gone around. It's affected conversation not only on sports talk radio stations and programs, but also in the news talk world. When the FCC, or at least commissioners of the FCC, started to get involved in the imbroglio of whether the Redskins is a term that should be used on the radio, and the fact that it got any more than somebody's breath amazes, shocks me. But in terms of whether or not now the FCC ruled in favor of the Redskins, the owner of the Redskins, I think, has seven radio stations, Michael. Is that right?
Yeah.
They all have. And so he was challenged. His license renewal for one of the stations was challenged by one of these characters that wants to see the Redskins name not used. And so they had to go to court. They had to go to the FCC.
Right.
And the FCC says, nothing doing. You know, this is not our jurisdiction. But
and the FCC really never did get involved. People who were trying to get the FCC involved made it
right.
look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would say, the FCC says they're going to look into it. So then that suddenly was FCC threatens. The FCC never threatened anything.
Right.
That was the proponents of making it illegal to use the word Redskins. Look, you know, I'm not saying the word Redskins is a nice word. I'm simply saying the FCC should not be telling people what kind of words that have a political or an ethnic nature to them should be considered obscene.
You know, one of the greatest things in terms of government that I believe, I don't do a lot of politics or government on my weekly radio program because it's on at the time of day when I believe that most people want to kind of know what's going on, but they don't want to have somebody yelling and screaming about a political point of view. So having said that, it seems to me that with regard to the FCC and other things where there isn't community, you know, they always say, well, whatever the community standard is, there is no community standard for this kind of stuff.
There's no community anymore.
And going back to the origins of the FCC, which was established in 1929, the only reason, as you know, Michael, and I want people who are listening to this program to understand that this is such a great representation of how government has completely gone awry. The FCC was set up for one reason and one reason only. In the late 20s, when radio signals, when the idea came about, okay, we can use this signal and we can present a program on it, and we have all of these things on the dial starting at 560 and going to 1590, let's say. And so the FCC was established to keep people from putting programming on the same channel to bump other people off. They were there to keep the channels clean and clear, and that was it. So from that point to this point today, we have a $4.6 billion yearly operation that more screws things up than not and sticks its nose into things it has no business doing. And who challenges it? I mean, it's like Obama with all of his. That's another subject that has gone very poorly treated, almost untreated. All the letters now. It's not executive orders anymore. It's presidential letters. That's not being talked about either. There's such a power grab by these people who get elected, and nobody's watching that store. I think the FCC, frankly, should be almost completely disbanded. And how many other of these organizations, how many of these other groups or whatever we want to call them, agencies, have just power given themselves power, and nobody's taken it away from them?
Mm. Well, that's an interesting comment from a man who doesn't talk about politics on the radio.
Well, I'm taking an exception here. I get frustrated because I don't talk about it Monday through Friday, and sometimes I want to. I do get off on a toot from time to time, but here I think it has relevance because it's the subject matter of so many people in their programs here. At least the
I'm all for freedom of speech, and I certainly do think though that. The licenses have to be protected. You can't just have people pirating radio stations everywhere.
Right. Well, isn't that? But
the FCC should go back to that.
Yes.
And what my suggestion to people that own licenses and broadcast on AM and FM is give the platform dignity. Make it special, whether the FCC calls it the public airwaves or not. Especially with the digital age and the internet being so undisciplined, so much of a cultural sewer, that you have to sift through all of this crap to find the good stuff, make the platform of AM and FM dignified, special, serve the public, be authentic, and it'll keep radio going for 10 or 15 years longer than it might otherwise.
Yeah, well, that's it. You see, we have something here that's a real treasure. It's an asset. And I think that people who have been brought up to make, you know, it's easy to use some of the other stuff, but we all know that there are real technical snafus to, and I have my best half had her iPhone basically go wild this week. It's sending emails to everybody that's 4 years old, and you can't do that. You can't stop it. So, you know, this kind of stuff goes on, and people in the stores laugh, oh, yeah, well, I'll give you a new one. You know, that kind of stuff. It is crazy, Bill. Let's see how that changes in the new year, if not making it hopefully better. Lots of things going on in the new year, and we'll talk about them here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the feature. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time now for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to give us his considered opinion on some of the issues of the week, the things that have made it to the charts, the Talkers Magazine Top 10, the Top 10 Topics of the Week. I'd like to get input from Steve, who appears regularly as a columnist in Talkers Magazine, also a lawyer, college professor, and somebody who's an expert on scams. Man, I'll tell you something. I've seen more things that lead me to believe that when you say Merry Christmas, you better hold on to your wallet. There are more scams. It's just amazing how inscrutable some of those in the human condition, the human mind, what it can concoct and how it can screw around. Maybe the best example of that, even though there's no danger from being scammed in the sense that you're going to lose money. But when you look at the story of the interview and this case, it seems to me somebody ought to be sued, whether it's the person now, it looks like it was an inside job, somebody who is an unhappy worker, an employee who figured out how to use the internet. Apparently, it really and truly, if you get right down to it, isn't that difficult. I don't understand it, Steve, but a lot of people do. And so now this person that's inside, what's the damage that's been done, or is there damage that's been done? You got to turn it around. It was a bad movie to begin with. So
yeah, I'm still anxious to see it. But, you know, part of the problem is, and at this point, we're really not sure yet who was behind it. You know, the government was saying that it's North Korea and that they couldn't release all the information, so just trust us. But, you know, the government really hasn't earned us a position to say just trust us. And the idea that we do know that the access to Sony was done through the passwords and authorizations of an insider. But very often what happens is that the hackers trick these insiders with what they call spear phishing. They get an email or a text message. It looks like it's from somebody within the company, and it looks legitimate. They click on a link. That gives the hacker access to all of their information. So yeah, part of the very problem is the wonderful, creative, intelligent people who invented the internet maybe were a little naive, and the kind of security that we need wasn't built in. It's going to take a reinvention of the internet to make our world safe. And, you know, Sony being hacked, okay, it's a story, it's an inconvenience. The energy grid being hacked, and that could be terribly destructive. So this just shows what great danger we're in.
Well, banks, all kinds of things, big corporations, other than Sony. You know, there's lots of national, there's security national involvement, if you will. This sort of sounds, the way you phrase it, a recent episode of Scandal, where they get in and the guy who's the hacker really knows how to get to people's passwords and stuff. That's what I was thinking of when you were describing it, the way you described it. Okay, so
yeah,
then.
It's easy. You know, one of the things that was kind of interesting that didn't get as much play was there was some hacking done, again, through this spear phishing into a number of major pharmaceutical companies. And they kept it quiet because what they were looking for was insider information to know about new drugs that are going to come into the system and trade in effect, insider trading without anyone purposely giving them the information. And they did, and a lot of these hackers made a lot of money. So, you know, Wall Street's in danger, too.
Well, it's everywhere. So now, with North Korea's internet failing, and that's in quotation marks, that was something apparently the Chinese did to put them in their place. I ask the same question. Usually my question to you is, when there's a story, who gets sued? And in this circumstance, you know, if it's a government with a government, nobody's going to get sued. But you do wonder sometimes about these things and whether or not there is, if the Chinese decided they were going to shut us down for a day, how would that affect our business relationships? One country can't sue another country, can they? Can you sue a country?
Well, there is some international law, but frankly, there isn't even the kind of treaties necessary in regard to the security of the internet to do this. What was unique about North Korea is, although this was sophisticated hacking, North Korea is not a very technologically complex, sophisticated internet system.
They got about 1,000 accounts, I think, isn't it? About
China controls it, and it does appear China just turned off the routers for a while, and that's the only way it goes through. You know, we sued some Chinese hackers, but they, you know, it was totally window dressing because they're never going to come here and go on trial. So you got a legal system with no teeth.
Right. Sounds like my great uncle. That's supposed to be funny. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who runs a great website. For those of you worried about getting, if you think you've been hacked or scammed, check out scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.